Rabbi Yonah continues in Os Gimel, V'teidu v'taskil ki Musar Hashem yisbarach l'tovah sa'adam. The Musar of Hashem, when we refer to the Musar of Hashem, means the messages, right? In modern Hebrew, a message is a meser. So Musar, even though we translate it as some sort of ethical teaching or some sort of critique on a person and their avodas Hashem, where they need to improve, Musar really means a message. So the messages of God are all for the benefit of people. There's actually a two-pronged chesed and two-pronged, tova sa'adam, benefit that a person can enjoy through the Musar of Hashem. Number one, l'chaper al chatov l'haver savono. K'mo shenemar, ro oni v'moli v'so l'chol chatosi. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Kadosh Baruch Hu has seen my oni, my affliction, v'amoli, my effort, my hard work, that which I am going through, v'so l'chol chatosai, and he was able to bear the averos that I committed. David Amel speaking. Tachluy aguf shechol Hashem bo, yir pacholi nafsho, ki avon choli na nefesh. Moshe nemar, rufo nafshi, ki chatosi loch, v'nemar v'ayomar, shkin chalisi ama yoshe bo, neso avos. Let's look at this a little more carefully. Vinyona's statement is that a person's chait achieves kapara through the afflictions that he goes through, right? We began by discussing person is brought to tshuva through personal tragedy, rachmanas lan, or even simple suffering, but that which we refer to as musar, the messages that come through the difficulties a person faces, are machapers for his avonos. Why should that be true? So all he says, obviously he brings the psukim to support, but he says, tachlui haguf, the sickness, the illness, the weakness of the physical guf, asher chol Hashem bo, that is visited upon a person by the Ribbono Shel Olam, ultimately brings refuah to the Choli HaNefesh. It's sort of like an ironic twist. When the guf is sick, the nefesh is being healed. You hear that? When the guf is sick, the nefesh is being healed. So how would you understand that? Why should the fact that I have physical challenges bring about a cleansing of the soul? Avi, what do you say?
Anytime we're resisting our mundane side, mm-hmm. we're defying our animalistic side, and thus feeding our neshama.
Gevaldik. So it comes back to what we started with on the first day. We discussed about Eitz Hadas Tovara, the combination of the neshama and the guf, the physicality and the spirituality, the ruchnis and the gashmis, and it we see a new dimension over here, which Avio articulated very, very nicely, that it's not even just that there's a clash, but it's almost as if the guf is holding back the neshama. And as soon as you are able to diffuse the koach of the guf just a little bit, without any effort, the neshama is going to shine more brightly. So by a person experiencing pain on a physical level, by definition, their spirituality becomes strengthened. Okay? And again, it could be because we were also on another level, we reflect. When a person is sick, we reflect on what really counts, and it's not. Right? When I'm physically unable, Maharal talks about this, is a very important point. When a person realizes his weakness, his humanity, his mortality, that he's really not so powerful, and there are things that control him, even when he thinks he's really in control, right? So that is the greatest sign that a person's ego is put in check. And when a person's ego is in check, right, that's a function of being omid lefnei Hashem, like we saw in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, that the midarkei ha-tshuva is that a person should be tzoek, tamid, bedechi, v'sachnun, before the Ribbono Shel Olam. The more that you recognize your place, the more you put yourself in your place, and that place is in front of Hashem, so then the ego is deflated, and once again the neshama comes forward. So the more that a person's physical strength is diminished, or he realizes that he is limited, and his gashmis is in the hands of Hashem, and he's not all-powerful, so memela, the humility allows him to focus more on the ruchnius, because that's where he knows he ultimately derives even the physical power from when he is strong, when he's able to function. Yeah, Avigdor, you had another shot?
I was wondering, certain sorrows come not because of like punishment, but because of sending him get sorrows?
Yes. Hold on, we'll talk about that a little bit. Okay, you're right, that's a different category. A 1,000%.
Right. Yeah. I mean, how do you balance knowing if it's coming from a
So the Gemara says that there's something called Yisurin Shel Ahava. Yisurin Shel Ahava. Hashem gives Yisurin to a person simply, really to do them a favor, not the type of favor we're talking about over here, but again, we'll say to strengthen their spiritual side so that they can earn more Olam Haba, so that they'll be more connected to Shemayim even in this world. So how do you know? How do you know what is Yisurin Shel Ahava? So the Gemara says, Yisurin, suffering that does not detract from your Torah or your tefillah, that is Yisurin Shel Ahava. Okay, so meaning, if a person's sick in bed for a week with the flu, and he can't come to the Beis Medrash, that's not Yisurin Shel Ahava. That's, according to this simple Pshat in the Gemara, that's more likely Yisurin for a person's, punishment that he deserved. Okay? There's certain things that a person does wrong, even after he does tshuva, until he undergoes some sort of suffering, it's not fully cleansed. But if a person undergoes other types of suffering that does not distract him from tefillah and learning, so then that's a gift from Hashem. So that type of gift from Hashem, like the tzaddik enjoys. Okay? And sometimes it will be for on behalf of the other people in the generation. Okay? What's that?
This is in Berachot.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Very good. Okay? So keep that in mind. And Rabbi, if you're sick, Chas v'shalom, a person can't make the shiur one day because they're sick. They're under the weather. Rebbe, I'm going to be a little bit late today. I'm under the weather. Yeah. Okay. You know what that means. Okay? But Rabbosai, what that means for yourself. Forget about me. What does that mean for yourself? What does it mean for yourself? So it reminds me, I forgot. I think maybe it was from the family of the Baba Sali. I read some biographical accounts of the Baba Sali's life. And I can't say I'm getting all the names right, but maybe it was his father, grandfather. If one of the children, one of the boys, were too sick to go to yeshiva that day when they were children, he would literally fast. He would have a tinus to daven. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu, my son is going to miss a day of yeshiva. What's going to be? Right, it was such a tragedy to miss a day of yeshiva. Okay, so for ourselves, we have to feel the tragedy of missing even one day of shir, one day of minyan, one day of whatever we're prevented from doing. But it has to be a moment of reflection. If I can't learn today because my head hurts, because I have the flu, whatever it is, I'm stuck in bed, because Baruch Hu is sending me a message, and I need to take that message, and I need to see how, I can't even get out of bed, right? So it means that my physicality is limited, it's curtailed, I'm not fully in control, and where I should really seek to invest my kochos is in the realm of ruchnius, that where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does put it in our hands to strive to succeed. Bashenis, what is the second benefit, the second purpose, the Toba Sa'odam of Tzaros? Laskir Lashivu Midrachov Haroim, Kmo Shikosav Achtiri Osi Tichli Musar, Vimokibu Amosav Oniches, Mende Tachocha, Lo Mo Orlos Vavo, Oilov Vaoil Nafsho. He saw what you serve Nasa Zavono, Vlenir Zavonos, Avon Nich Balancho Kasher Biharno. Second purpose, the Tovas Adam is the one we started with, really, that it's to remind the person to improve themselves, to bring about a Cheshbon HaNefesh, and to change their ways. If a person does not accept that Musar, he doesn't take the message, so then forget the fact. He says, Oilo, Oil Nafsho. Woe is this person, woe is to his Nefesh, because Savo Yisurin, Benasas Avono, but his Avonos have not fully been wiped out. On the contrary, his onesh is redoubled because he didn't get the point. He didn't get the point. There was a punishment that he was sentenced with, and he did not respond. And that is like a slap in the face of the king. That's almost like laughing in the face of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Say, I'm not going to respond. Kasher Yikabel, Mis Moser Hashem, Oz Dalet. When a person does accept the Moser Hashem, V'yitav Derech Ma'alav, and he improves his ways, the first thing we said, Rabbi Osai, was when you're stuck in bed because you're sick, is reflect on the message. But if you have reflected on the message, you should then rejoice. You should lift up your spirits. After you felt that initial anguish of being unable to learn and daven today, you should be able, when you're able to reorient yourself as a result of Yisurim, you should rejoice. You should be so happy. Because the benefits of those messages have been fully reaped. And we cannot fully comprehend the extent of those benefits. and you should thank Hashem just like if you win the lottery, if you get a job, if you do well on your test, what do? You say thank Hashem. Say Baruch Hashem, right? That has to be poshut. It doesn't matter how hard you worked to study for the exam. If you're matzliach, you thank Ribono Shalom. Why? Because even if you're not a maimon, but think about how many things could go wrong. It doesn't matter how much you study. At the end of the day, the professor, the teacher, chooses a certain type of question or a certain area of questioning, of information. And we all know, even if you study a lot for a test, there's some areas you know better, some areas you know not as well. We've all studied for things, and we get to the test, and we go blank. We can't even remember the things we thought we understood, right? So every little bit of success is a tova. You have to thank Hashem for it. But then, here he says that even when things don't go right, that needs to be an occasion for thanking Hashem as well. And the psukim that show us this are psukim that you know very well from Hallel. Kos Yeshua's Esa v'Shem Hashem Ekra, Rabosai. Kos Yeshua's Esa, I will lift up the coast of salvation, make a lachayim, Shem Hashem Ekra. I'll call out in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai, what pasuk is right there in the same parak? Tsaru v'yagon emtsa, suffering and anguish I will find, uv'Shem Hashem Ekra. I'll call out to Hashem, mamish the same words, that's what Amalek says. The response is identical. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, it's always good. It's always good as long as you are plugged in to what the underlying purpose is. As long as a person is just cruising along, everything's perfect, so then his avonos are not atoned for. Are they hayisurim hum shatzim lakum? And it's through Yisurim that a person actually comes closer to Hashem. You should be misameach when things go wrong. Dance. Dance. Shenemar kis asher yev Hashem yochiach. Cho'av es ben yirza. Just like a father and a son, sometimes the father has to discipline his son, but ultimately the father does so out of love and out of purpose, and he's happy when his son gets the message and acts with discipline, same as with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pirishka aves ben kin yis Hashem es asher yev Hashem yochiach. Hashem will give tochacha, you will give musar, just like a father does to a son. Dershav yirtzas b'na achrei tochachos, and the same way that after the discipline is given, the father resumes the same relationship he had with the son just before, the same is true also between us and Hashem. Yishvar od, v'ka'av yochiach z'ben asher yirtzabo, v'inenem yochiach z'banem asher noash men v'yeda shalayo ilma tochachos. He makes one more point. He says, you can look at it, simple pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yisurin, just like a father, like there has to be discipline. There's something else here, though. Think about the other side of the coin. Who does the father not discipline? Who does the father not discipline? He doesn't discipline someone who he thinks he's not going to take it. He's not going to benefit from it, right? He's just going to push him further over the edge, off the deep end, right? He doesn't give tochacha to his neighbor's kid, right? He's not going to listen to me. What does that have to do with me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives us Yisurim, it's a compliment. It's a compliment because he says, you have faith in me. The person says, you have faith, right? Moda anil v'necha, melech, chai v'kayom, shachzati v'nishmasi, chemla, rabbe munasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tremendously faithful and trustworthy. That's a pasha pshat. Rabbe munasecha, I can trust in you. Rabbe munasecha, great is the faith in you. Some say the pshat is, Rabbe munasecha, great is the faith that you have in me. It's not me talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's me talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about him having faith in me. So here, when we experience suffering in life, any aspect of life, Rabbe munasecha, remind yourself of the words that you woke up that morning, saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trust me that if he sends me the message, I'm going to do something powerful with it. And if I'm not getting the message, I think the Gemara says that a person should worry if he hasn't had any yisurim, hasn't had any bad dreams for 40 days, should be a little concerned. Because, it's sort of like he's getting a silent treatment. God's not calling anymore, right? God's just sort of like laying off and letting him do what he wants to do, even if that ends up having him spiral out of control. That's a dangerous and a scary thought. Gemara says that. Okay? So everything in life is a cause for yisurim. Just to bring this into one other realm before we stop for today. Shari Tshuva was talking in broad strokes about Yisurim that we'll say come to us through natural means. Obviously, everything in nature is from Hashem. The Teva, same Gematria of Elokim. Gematria of Elokim is HaTeva, Okay? Hashem is behind nature, obviously. But sometimes when that Mussar comes not from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but at least from our perspective, through our lenses, comes from another person, it's a little harder to have that same response. A person insults me. A person gets angry at me. A person embarrasses me. Right? So then my initial reaction is focused on the person who's dishing out the insult. Right? If I'm sick, where did that come from? Okay, who got me sick? I don't know. I didn't take care of myself. Okay, but I know ultimately it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sammy, unlike when a person, my friend, someone else that I know, insults me, embarrasses me, so then I see all the more so the source. It's harder for me to see the Ribbono Shel Olam from behind that person's actions. Nevertheless, Chaim Vital tells us the greatest gift that a person can receive is an insult, the busha, the embarrassment that he suffers at the hand of somebody else. And if someone embarrasses you, you should hug them and kiss them, send them an Amazon gift card, flowers for Shabbos, and say thank you so much. Because a person's busha is a very powerful cleansing process, just as we're saying any other types of yisurim. Don't answer back. Don't be defensive. Don't insult him in return. Just say, wow. Bosai, if your parents get upset with you, there's a mitzvah midoraisa just to keep quiet and let it go. Famous story in the Gemara, Dovid ben Nissina. Everyone knows the story about Dovid ben Nissina, right? His father was sleeping, and they came to buy the stone for the Kohen Gadol, and he let his father sleep. Okay? By the way, halacha l'maaseh, Bosai, if that ever happens, wake up your father. Okay? It's a kash, 100%. Unless your father, I don't know, just doesn't need $1 million, your father would actually like you to wake him up. There's a famous story from Zalman Orbach. He came to a hospital once to visit someone who was sick, and the person was sleeping. And whoever, I don't know if it was his son or his nephew, someone was bringing him to the hospital. So from Zalman said to him, please wake him up so I can visit him. Abba, I'm gonna wake him up. It's Gesel Sheni. He's sick. He needs his rest. He said, imagine how he's gonna feel when he wakes up and the nurse says to him, oh, the Gadol Hador was here 5 minutes ago to visit you, and you slept through it, right? That might cause him even more pain. Okay, so wake him up for 5 minutes, and we'll shmooze and we'll go back to sleep. Person offers you $1 million for a precious stone. You wake up your father, unless your father, same thing, like your roommate. He's gonna miss Man Kriyat Shema. Imagine the anguish and how angry he's gonna be at you if you let him sleep through davening. Of course, you wake him up. Wait, what's he crazy? He wants to miss the Doraisa Kriyat Shema? You have responsibility. It's not Gizel Shena. That's a big mitzvah. Help him out. Help out a brother. Seriously. He's right there in your room. Likewise, there's another story about Dovid ben Nissina that is less famous. I'm not sure why it's less famous. Maybe because, the makoros are different. But the story goes as follows. Dovid ben Nissina was a very chush of an individual. And he was well-respected by the government, the non-Jewish government. And one time he was at the dais with all the Roman dignitaries. And his mother, who was a little bit off, walked into the room and whacked him over the head in front of everybody who was sitting there. And he remained silent. Didn't say a word. Imagine the restraint. Imagine the embarrassment, right? You're at the White House Hanukkah dinner, okay? And your mother comes in yelling at you, what's the matter with you? I told you never to wear that tie again in public. It's such a, it's going on and on. Don't you know it's past your bedtime? Just again, and just sitting there quietly. That's a mitzvah midoraisa, a chiyuv, a mora aveim, not to respond, not to criticize, not to contradict, just to let it go. Unimaginable reward, a reward. Okay? Not so easy. But it's more than that. It's also cleansing a person, averos through busha. When your wife criticizes you, first of all, she's right. So you shouldn't respond anyway. Okay? There's no one who knows you better than your wife. And there's no one who will give it to you honestly as much as your wife, and you got to take it. But there's no point in responding. There's no to'elas. Take it. Listen to it. Again, besides the fact that she's right, the busha, the embarrassment, smile and dance and be appreciative. Thank Hashem that he sent a shaliach to put you in your place. Reflect on it. And again, just pull the ego down just a few notches. And by pulling that down, you actually bring yourself further up and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and further in the process of tshuva.